The Rebbe Rashab, whose Ushpizin is today, said in a Maimer Hasidic discourse on Simchas Torah exactly 100 years ago, that the Simcha of Torah, the joy of the Torah, the way that the Torah rejoices is when Jews carry it around the bima, we carry it and we dance around with it. And the deeper meaning of that is, because we are known as God's children, Banim Atam Shem Elokeichem, we're the children of Hashem. Torah, on the other hand, is known as Or. Torah is light, the light of God. Now, children come from a parent, and light comes from a luminary. But children have more of what the parent is in them than light has in it what the luminary is. The light is just an emanation from the luminary. It doesn't have anything of the essence of the luminary. It's just a ray from the luminary. Children, on the other hand, have the whole essence of what the parent is in them. But on the other hand, children become completely separate entities from their parent, to the extent that there are children that are not only don't resemble the parents in their behavior sometimes, but there are children that can even rebel against their parents. Light, on the other hand, although it's only an emanation from the luminary, is always, always connected to the luminary, never becomes a distinct entity from the luminary, is always just revealing what the luminary is. So we are Hashem's children. We have the essence of what God is in us more than what the Torah has. Jews are holier than Torah. Jews are closer to what Hashem is in the deepest way than what Torah is. Jews are essentially one with God's essence. We're Hashem's children. But we enter this world, this physical world, as separate entities from God and physical bodies. That's why we're mamish like children, to the extent that sometimes we don't even feel anything like that parent, like God. But Torah is Hashem's light. Torah is the revelation of what Hashem is. And the Simcha of Torah and the purpose of creation is that we, the children, should take that light, that revelation of what Hashem is, and dance with it around the shul, in our lives, throughout the world. When we dance with the Torah, when we allow the light of Torah to shine in us, what gets revealed is who we really are. Although we begin as the feet of the Torah, dancing with the Torah, which seems to imply that Torah is higher than us, it is the light that is illuminating us, its feet. But when we are illuminated, it becomes revealed how we are essentially one with God, even higher than Torah. And that's the ultimate Simchas Torah, that it was able to bring about that revelation of how we're essentially one with Hashem. Regardless of whether or not in our lives until now we have resembled the parent, but that is who we are. May we all, Mitzvah Hashem, dance with the Torah, be joyous with the Torah, and know that the greatest joy of the Torah is when it gets to illuminate who we really are in the deepest way. May we dance with the Torah with tremendous joy this Yontif and through that the entire year. Dance with the Torah as we make sure to every single day we accept this Simchas Torah upon ourselves to never let a day go by without learning Torah. Something at least, a minimal amount of Torah every day from the text, from the Torah itself, the daily Chumash, learning every day the daily Chumash with Rashi, a daily Mishnah, a daily page of Gemara, something that we always should be learning and dancing with the Torah the entire year. A good Yontif, a good Yontif.